Proclamation number 6233, dated the April 9th, 1955. Suffering and dying. My suffering and death on the cross could not be avoided. I had to empty the cup completely. I had to take everything upon myself if the act of salvation for you humans, to redeem you from all guilt, was to be accomplished. Only the knowledge of your pitiful state persuaded me to make this self-sacrifice, because my heart was filled with love for you, and this love wanted to prevent the appalling fate which awaited you after the death of your body. Because I knew of this appalling fate, since my eyes could witness the blissfulness of the kingdom of light as well as the suffering and torment in the realm of darkness, and since my love was for you as my fallen brothers, I searched for a solution to avert your dreadful fate. I accepted all the guilt myself and carried it on the path to the cross. Whatever had been physically done to me was more than less just a symbol of what the entire burden of sin meant to me. An immensely arduous, painful and suppressing burden, which made me fall time and again and which I nevertheless carried with utmost love. I took upon myself all the pain my body could endure, for I carried the burden of sin on your behalf. I wanted to accomplish the atonement which you irrevocably would have had to make, which you would have been eternally unable to do. I suffered and fought. I truly sweated blood. I looked into all pits of hell, and fear and horror tore my soul apart. I endured everything you would have had to endure yourselves. And my love for you gave me the strength to endure until the hour of death. There is no comparison for my torment. No human being could have suffered to this extent. But I had offered myself voluntarily because I knew that only in this way could you be released from Satan's chains. I already knew in advance what to expect and carried this burden around with me too. I consciously took the path which would finally lead to the cross, but I suffered terribly because of my knowledge and therefore could never be joyful amongst my own. I saw the tragedy imposed on the souls. I saw the futility of their earthly life if I had failed and not brought them salvation from sin and death. And this knowledge strengthened my will so that I accepted my fate without resistance, which as was the purpose and objective of my life on earth. But right up to the end I had to make a great effort. Right up to the end the burden on me had increased so tremendously that I could feel my strength diminishing, and thus I called as a human being to God, to let the cup pass me by. But the strength of my love was stronger than my human weakness. And the day of my indescribable suffering and my death on the cross became the day of salvation from all guilt for you humans. And the knowledge of this enabled me to patiently accept everything so that I could finally call out, "It is finished." Single quote, and my soul could return from whence it had come, since through my death a complete unification with my Father, from whom I too had once emerged, took place. Amen.